God bless you today, beloved. Praise the living God. Amen. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, the life. Amen. That came down from heaven. Praise God. I was just talking to a friend, and I said, I remember when I stopped singing to a being far away and began worshiping a life that had been given to us through the cross. Amen. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. Praise God. When you begin to worship him for who he really is, he begins to manifest more and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. The life of God. The Bible said the eternal life that was with the Father. That's in 1 John, I believe, chapter 1. The eternal life that was with the Father came down and manifested to us. Praise God. He is the life. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It wasn't a play on words. He really is the life of the Father. He's the only life that pleases the Father. He said, if you don't eat of him, you don't have any life in you. Listen, there's nothing in us, nothing in us that is of value to the eternal kingdom of God unless we eat of Jesus Christ. That offends people. It offends their natural man to say there's nothing valuable in the life of the first Adam. But friend, it's the sad and difficult truth. It's why we had to die, and it's why we did die. Hallelujah. And it's why that the Father has given us the life of God through the cross if we'll believe in him. Praise God. If we'll believe. That's why they asked Jesus, they said, what must we do? And Jesus said, no, they said, what must we do to do the works of God? That's what they ask the life. They ask Jesus that. And Jesus' answer was very different than Moses. His answer was, believe on the one that he sent. Now listen to that. What must we do the works that God requires? You see, these weren't the teachers of the law, depending on the law. When they came to Jesus and said, what do we have to do? He said, follow the law. Why? That's what they believed. And the law was there to reveal to them their iniquity so they would be ready for a new life. But when the crowd comes and says, what must we do? They were stricken in their heart with true conviction. They weren't trying to test him. These were people who genuinely wanted to know what was his answer. What must we do the works God requires? And Jesus answers and he says, the work of God is this, that you believe on the one that he sent. Don't miss that, on the one that he sent. You see, the works of the old covenant are numerous, many works, many things you must do, and many things you must not do. But all of those commands, all of those demands, all of those precepts were given to the life of the first Adam that God knew from the beginning would fail to keep them, would fail to keep God's commandments and God's demands, not because, just because they're not strong enough, it's because of what they are. The law didn't come so that we could truly be righteous. It came to show us that none of us are and why we had to die. You see, that's the important part. The cross is a crossroads. It is when we begin to believe in a different life and we understand why we can't offer ours to God and why it can't go to heaven. You see, this is true Christianity, friend, and it's seldom preached anywhere. Because it doesn't make any sense to the natural man. Praise God. This week I'm fasting and praying and seeking the Lord that God would give us wisdom and give me wisdom to share with you how to share with people the message of the cross. And he woke me up this morning and I thought he was going to give me a deep message for those people, you know, to teach other people how to share the cross. And he started speaking to me about being a clanging cymbal. Oh, goodness. And he was speaking to me if I can't walk in his fruit toward my wife, you know, and toward the people in my life, then I hinder the message of the cross. And I really don't have a lot to say about that to others. Praise God. He's been dealing with me all day about this. And I'm thanking him that he crucified my life so that I could walk in his gentleness. And I'm believing what he accomplished. But today, I just want to send out this devotion and encourage you to believe on the one that he sent. You don't try to accomplish God's righteousness. Believe in God's righteousness. The Bible said that the Jews failed to obtain the righteousness of God because they set out to do so as if it was by works, as if it was by their effort, as if it was by their determination. And they did not submit themselves to the true righteousness of God that is Christ Jesus. Amen. Why? Because they were ignorant of it. They didn't know it. Jesus didn't say, seek to be righteous for God. He said, seek the righteousness of God. Jesus is the righteousness of God. He said, the Holy Spirit will convict you of righteousness because I'm going to the Father and you won't be able to see me anymore. Amen. Why, they could see righteousness. You see, righteousness isn't what Adam does or doesn't do. Righteousness is him. He is the righteousness of God. You can't be righteous for God. You either have the righteousness of God or you don't. And friend, when you begin to really understand the true gospel, no one will have to teach you really how to share it, because it will be so alive inside of you that when you talk to somebody, it'll just come out. It'll just flow. And it's so radically different than trying to share with someone your religion. It's so different. You don't share with a Buddhist why he should be a Christian. Amen. You talk to him about the life that came from the Father. Amen. Oh, my goodness. And when you really understand it, man, every human being is silenced when you begin to talk about it. Then they have to make a decision. But every human being, friend, it's not a religion. If you want to try to make somebody become a Christian, friend, you can argue all day long with them. They'll tell you their doctrine. You tell them yours. But when you really begin to understand who Jesus is, friend, he's not a being far away. He's the life that we have access to because ours was crucified. Then you don't share the gospel like you need to be like me. You don't say you need to start going to church. You know, you need to read your Bible. You know, you need to obey God. That's not the gospel. You don't share that. The way you share the gospel is in brokenness and humility and much fear and much trembling, Paul said. What does that mean? It means I share with someone why I needed to die, why we needed to die. You see, I used to tell people what they needed. Now, when I share the gospel, I say, this is why we needed to die. And I explain how I found out that even all of my best work, all of my Christian praying and fasting and worshiping and seeking and all the things, my tithing and my giving and all these things that I did, trying to do what God wanted me to do, they were not truly righteous. And I began to see it and found out why I had to die. Praise God. And man, it's a genuine humility. When you're sharing with somebody the true cross, you're not telling them they need to become righteous for God. You're actually sharing with them that none of us are righteous. None. And that's why we had to die. I remember as a young believer, I was taught how to lead people to Jesus with the Romans road. Now, if you understand the book of Romans, that's true. But nobody that learned how to lead people to Jesus with the Romans road that I knew of really understood the Romans road. They didn't have a depth of understanding. So when they shared with somebody, there are none righteous, no, not one. They said, now you need to repent of your sin, go to church, live for God, quit sin and do this, do that. They just didn't really get it. When you share with someone that none of us are righteous, you're not sharing with someone none of us were. You're sharing with someone none of us are right now. None of us are in our natural life. And our natural man, in this human life we all see when we look in the mirror, in the life that came from our parents, there is nothing good in it. There is nothing good in it. That's a difficult pill to swallow. That's a difficult message to receive. It's even more of a difficult message to understand. But that's why the Holy Spirit's actually here. And as we share the cross with people, we don't share with them what they need. We share with them what we all need every day. Every day. Every day. And we don't share with them what they need to do good for God. We say, this is the work of God. Believe on the one that he sent. Confess what he accomplished on your behalf. And you'll begin to see the power of it manifest. You'll begin to see what he accomplished. If you'll believe that God raised him up from the dead, if you'll understand it, what took place in that death, burial, and resurrection, and you'll use your mouth to declare that this life of God called Jesus is the Lord of all. It doesn't say make him the Lord of your life. Friend, he crucified our life. It says use your mouth to declare that this life of God called Jesus, this life that came out of that tomb that we have now, if we identify with that death and burial and resurrection, this life is the Lord of all. It is supreme in authority. It is the right hand seat life. And if we'll reject our own, if we'll hate our own, if we'll understand how corrupt ours is, and we'll believe what he did with it at the cross, and we'll confess what this life of Jesus is, friend, we can lay hold of it, and we can walk in it, and we can do what he did. And he said we'd even do greater than he did. Praise God. The reason we're not doing that, it's because we don't believe on the one that he sent. We believe on the Jesus that's been taught to us through religion. We believe on a being that's far away. And we're shouting our worship up to heaven, hoping he'll hear it. Praise God. But he's not a being far away. He's a life that is here now. Praise God. Because of what the blood accomplished and what he did on that cross. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave this short today because this is strong, friend. You can just go on with Jesus and get more. God bless you. May he continue to give you the grace to understand the cross, to comprehend what he's accomplished. Praise God. So that you can believe in the one that he sent and you can share what he did with depth and with truth and with conviction. And people can see, their eyes can be opened. And their ears can be open. Because our only hope, friend, is not that we are good for God. Our only hope is that we understand why we had to die. And that we truly reject the life of Adam. So that we can have the life of the last Adam. Friend, if you do not hate your life, you cannot have his. That's all there is to it. May God give us grace to reject our life, not the life we used to have before we became a Christian, to reject the life we have right now. The natural life we have must be rejected continually. Every day, Jesus said, take up your cross daily. It's not something you did. I used to think, I hate my old life. You know, I don't want to go back to my old life. I don't want to go back to drinking and smoking and cussing and fornicating. Friend, that's not the gospel. The gospel is I don't want my life at all. I don't want my life now. I don't want God to bless my life now. I don't want God to preserve my life now. I don't want God to prosper my life now. I want to walk in his life and reject mine and turn away from mine. And only by a revelation of the cross is that even possible. It's not possible for a human being to do that without a divine revelation of the cross and what he actually did there and why he had to do it. Praise God. And I feel this today. I feel the glory and the presence of God and the strong unction of the Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name that you get this, friend, in your spirit and believe in the one that he sent. It won't make this life easy, I promise you that. It'll bring you into more battles than you ever imagined. It'll bring you deeper into fights and deeper into struggle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Friend, your battle's not with your flesh. Your battle is with demonic powers and principalities. And friend, they're not even worried about you until you really start to believe what Jesus actually accomplished and you start confessing that. And then, friend, you think they were coming against you before because you were tempted to look at pornography? My goodness, you begin to believe in what the cross accomplished. Friend, all hell will come against you because the devil doesn't want you to understand that. He doesn't want you to confess that because, friend, it's the end of him. He was already conquered. He was already defeated. And you've never really faced principalities until you believe what he accomplished and you begin to share it with others. So, beloved, this is not an invite to an easy life. This is not an invite to a peaceful, wonderful, easy life where God meets all your needs and everything's wonderful. Yes, he'll meet your needs. Yes, he'll give you peace. But he will give you peace in the midst of the fight, in the midst of the war, because you will have to fight and put on the true armor of God. And all the armor of God is, that's a whole nother message. I better quit. But it's all centered on believing what he accomplished at that cross and bringing every thought captive to it. Praise God. Casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And if you study that passage and the surrounding passages, you'll find out the knowledge of God is the cross. That's all that it is. That's everything. The knowledge of God is the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you today in Jesus' name.